Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Your hometown isn't just where you're from. It's the stuff you're made of. The 3 a.m. alarm clock, warming the truck up before sunup, lifting that last bale when your legs can barely lift you. Paycom salutes that hometown spirit, and they empower local businesses in Oklahoma. Paycom's mobile app lets you do HR and payroll on the go. It handles the things that matter to your business so you can invest more in the things that matter to you. Learn more at paycom.com.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Today's grain futures quite strong. We're up $1.12 in October live cattle at 151.60. December's up $1.70 at 154.12. That's new highs, and about $7, over $7 off the low from just the other day. So really kind of breaking out here on the live cattle futures. Feeder cattle were also higher. They were up 40 cents in October. That was the weakest of all the months at 175.67. November's up 80 at 179.15. January's up $1.57 at 181.95. March $1.57 higher here at 183.82. About almost halfway back from the high in August to the low in October. Late this afternoon, we had a cold storage report. Frozen beef in storage was 522.8 million. pounds. Last month it was around 515, so a slight increase over where we were last month for beef. Oklahoma City today had about 9,000 head. Last week it was just over 6,000 or 6,500. But the early indications are feeder steers 2 to 5 higher, heifers 1 to 5 higher at this time. And then lean hogs today all over the place, down $1.20 in the December 87.92. The February is down 7 at 90.45.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, the grain futures market under quite a bit of pressure today, led lower by the soybean market. November beans 23.5 lower at 13.72. January's 23.25 lower at 13.81. November options expired on Friday, so we'll now be getting into the delivery period for November. So the majority of the volume will shift out to January. The wheat markets were anywhere from 8 to 12 lower. December, Kansas City down 10.25 at 9.38. July was down 8.75 at 9.31. There was quite a bit of wide area of rainfall today in the winter wheat belt. I don't know exactly how much various places got, but I've heard an inch in several places. So a little bit of rainfall, so maybe the wheat crop will emerge and get off to a better start. The corn right now, 1.5 to 3 lower, and then cotton futures down 3 cents at 76.13 in December. So the cotton market just continues to get obliterated for whatever reason. Right now, the Dow Jones is up 500, so 31,600. Looks like it's going to go back, maybe test the highs up around 36,000 at some point. Currently, 30-year bonds are down about almost a point at 118, so indicating that long-term interest rates are making new highs today. Crude oil futures are down about 28 in December, 84.77.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.